Chapter 31, Act 2, Prologue. Everything is going well for Twilight Sparkle. She is Princess of the Badlands Hive, has reunited with her estranged mother, survived a plot against her life, and ultimately organized a peace treaty between both of her homes. The Badlands Hive and the nation of Equestria. But now, it's time Chrysalis moved Twilight on from the tame practice of equestrian politics and introduced her to the dangerous battle that is changeling politics. Among all the queens being gathered for the council, one in particular stands out, one that is playing the long game, making plans. Chrysalis's aunt is keen on meeting the latest addition to her family. Queen Crudelis is waiting. Princess Twilight Sparkle couldn't believe her luck. The book held in her hooves could shed so much insight to her hive's elusive past. The apprehension was absolutely killing her. Her scholarly mind buzzing. The changeling princess practically sprinted down the corridors towards her personal chambers, where upon reaching said chambers, she burst through the doors and quickly closed them again with an almighty slam. Without a moment to lose, she placed the book onto the desk near her bed and opened it. Her muzzle went right up to the page as she examined every word in utmost detail. The opening paragraph seemed to be the author looking back on events before her time, and leading up to her own birth. Some other entries described life events before the author received the book and began writing in it, and the following entries eventually began to detail events as they transpired. Twilight's attention was well and truly caught. One 1,300 years before the return of Princess Luna, Equestria was a troubled land. Discord's reign of terror was an all-too-recent memory for the ponies, and the Three Tribes' government was no more. In their place, the new Alicorn princesses stood. The two sisters who defeated Discord now faced the task of fixing a broken nation. And if that wasn't enough, during the reign of Discord, Equestria's ally, Queen Amore of the Crystal Empire, was ousted by the tyrant King Sombra. Sombra now sought to claim Equestria and truly turn his new kingdom into an empire, its name suggested. Equestria was fast becoming a war zone. However, far from the troubles of the ponies sat a changeling hive. Queen Imperatrix cradled two newborn nymphs, one sporting a blood-red mane and eyes, and the other the usual teal most changeling queens possessed. They were twins. The elder, Avia, was born minutes before the younger, Crudelis. They were the queen's daughters, and she had high hopes for them both. Ten years later. Two small changeling nymphs, Princesses Avia and Crudelis, played happily together. They were in their mother's throne room, chasing each other around in a game of tag, each trying to best the other and giggling all the way. They had received a good life. Their mother had given them an equal share of love, both literally and metaphorically. However, Avia had noticed a rather severe side to her mother. She had never acted harsh towards them, but there had been times when a drone had made a mistake and her mother would get angry. Sometimes she would see the drone again, and sometimes she wouldn't. And what worried her the most is how this seemed to be affecting Crudelis. Avia witnessed her snap and boss drones around, threaten and deceive them as if it was a casual hobby. Avia loved her sister. They were nearly inseparable, but she worried for her. She also didn't know where the love energy they consumed came from. Neither of them did. But they were about to find out. The door opened with a loud creak, and Queen Imperatrix strolled in, a green chrysalis held in her magic.
Mama!
Both shouted happily, rushing to greet their mother.
My darlings! I trust you have behaved yourselves.
Both of them hastily nodded, smiles on their faces. Imperatrix chuckled.
Good. Now, I want both of you to pay attention. This is important for your future duties. Have you got a lesson for us?
Avia asked.
I have, and one you must learn.
Imperatrix smirked as her horn lit up, and with a slash of her magic, the chrysalis opened up, and an unconscious unicorn stallion tumbled out.
Yeah!
Avia screamed in surprise.
Why did you have a pony in there?
This is dinner,
Imperatrix casually responded.
Love energy must be gathered from live hosts. This pony shall be used as an example.
Crudelis gave her mother her utmost attention, but Avia was repulsed.
But couldn't it just be gathered passively by our drones?
Imperatrix smiled.
You have always impressed me with your intelligence, my daughter. Of course, we could passively collect it, which would give us more than enough to survive. But what we really want is power, and not some abstract concept of control. Taking all the love energy a pony has to offer increases our abilities tenfold. With enough, even their Alicorn princesses would bow to our strength.
How do we do it, Mama?
Crudelis asked with childlike glee.
Show us!
Imperatrix smiled again and lit up her horn. The pony awoke with a start, screaming in pain as a green aura surrounded him and began to lift up into Imperatrix's horn.
Mama, stop! Stop!
Avia shouted, tears in her eyes. However, neither her mother nor her sister heard her. Soon, the pony went still, the body that was left behind being little more than a husk. Queen Imperatrix grinned victoriously as she glowed with power.
That is how you extract the love energy. It kills the livestock, but we have plenty more in that little farm they call Equestria.
How could you?
Avia screamed. Imperatrix and Crudelis turned to her, wide-eyed.
Sis?
Crudelis reached out, only to have her hoof slapped away.
You didn't need to kill him!
Avia cried.
We were fine with passive love! I don't want power, if that is the cost! Avia, you're being childish and immature.
No! Avia ran past her family and burst her way through the doors. She ran crying all the way back to her room. One 100 years later.
Mother!
Avia shouted in a rage, blasting the throne room doors to pieces. Imperatrix kept an almost bored expression as she turned to her daughter.
Avia, what is it now?
An entire village?
Our race values secrecy, Avia. If I left survivors, that secrecy would have been compromised. better we be relegated to myth and legend.
Avia's outrage only grew.
How many ponies, how many children did you kill to feed your own strength?
Not just her own,
Trudellus said, stepping over the charred remains of the door as she entered the throne room.
You were a part of this?
Yes, sister, and if you weren't so weak, you would know the benefits Mother and myself garner from our little excursions.
It is not worth the price that must be paid!
Sister, they are just livestock,
Trudellus dismissed.
They are sentient living things! With families, hopes, and dreams!
You really are pathetic, you know that?
Trudellus sneered. Avia recoiled in shock at her sister's words.
Pathetic? What happened to you, Trudellus? We were inseparable once. I'll tell you what happened,
Imperatrix bluntly said.
You refused to grow up, my daughter. It's time you accepted that we are predators and they are prey. There has to be a better way!
Imperatrix snorted.
For all your intelligence, you are young and misguided. Actually, I'm fairly certain I'm the only one who sees sense! You kill other sapient creatures to fuel your power! You treat other changelings like slaves! They are drones. They exist to serve us. They need us and we need them!
Avia retorted.
Without them, what are we? Exiles! Homeless! You can't treat them the way you do! Avia, enough! Leave my sight this instant!
Imperatrix shouted in anger.
Mother, I plead with you. Turn away from this dark path!
Sister,
Trudellus addressed threateningly.
Leave. Now.
Avia stared at her sister disbelievingly, and without another word, she stormed out of the throne room, blasting a hole through the wall instead of using the already shattered door. Watching her sister leave, Trudellus sighed.
Why can't you just accept the reality? What will it take to get my sister back?
She is too emotional,
Imperatrix stated.
But give her time, my daughter. She will come back to us soon enough. It's an inevitability.
Princess Trudellus glanced towards her mother, and then back to the shattered wall Avia had exited through.
I hope you're right.
Unknown to them, a short way down the hall, Princess Avia was met with a group of armored drones, who all bowed when they spotted her.
Your Highness, is it time?
Yes. We leave tonight.
And we shall follow you, my queen.
...155 years later. Much had happened since the formation of the Badlands Changeling Hive, the most recent event of which was the birth of Avia's daughter, Princess Chrysalis. But outside the Hive, there was some kind of disturbance occurring in Equestria, and one of Avia's spies was investigating. The spy was shocked to witness Celestia and Luna battling each other to the death. She was even more surprised to find Queen Imperatrix and Princess Trudellus watching from afar. The spy settled down in a location she could easily watch both without being seen from.
It is fortuitous the sisters chose today to fight it out. It has made taking those ponies so much easier,
Trudellus noted.
Indeed, daughter, though I must wonder what spawned their disagreement. To be honest, I truly don't care.
Imperatrix turned away from the fight and took an almost sad expression.
Crudellus, I can't do this anymore.
Crudellus looked surprised.
Mother? Avia was right. She was always right.
Imperatrix fiddled with the red runestone hanging around her neck.
All my quest for power did was drive away one of those I care for the most. It has gotten me little else. After today, no more taking ponies. I'll simply move over to passive love. It tastes better anyway.
You can't be serious! I am!
Imperatrix shouted, still not looking at her daughter.
It's time things changed.
Crudellus sighed, her expression sad, but with a steel to it.
Yes, it is.
Imperatrix gasped in surprise as she felt the blade slide across her neck. And then she didn't make another sound. The nearby drone had witnessed the murder and scrambled away in terror, wanting to immediately report to Queen Avia what had transpired. All the while, the moon sadly looked on. The new silhouette of the Mare and the Moon looking down on the planet below. Twilight couldn't believe her eyes as she went through her grandmother's diary, having recently discovered it hidden within the deepest parts of the library.
I don't think I like my great aunt very much,
Twilight muttered to herself. Twilight decided to skim right to the end and read the very last entry.
My changelings reported a dragon sighting near the hive. However, there have been no sightings since. I'm forced to conclude they were either imagining things or that the creature moved onwards. In brighter news, I plan to take Chrysalis with me on a run out of the hive today. Take her to visit Equestria. In all her years, she has never visited the country. While she is no child, and she has shown no signs of becoming like my sister, I still feel I need to show her first hoof that they are almost just like us, and not livestock to be harvested. And then maybe one day, she can help show the world that we are not monsters. The day the world discovers us is coming, and I hope we make the right impression. That must have been the day she died,
Twilight thought sadly. Deciding she needed something happier to read, she closed the diary and instead grabbed the other book sitting on her desk. Princess Twilight Sparkle sifted through her signed early edition of the latest Daring Do novel, and the only other to receive the book being Twilight's Wonderbolt friend, Rainbow Dash. A ping over the hive mind made Twilight aware of her visitor.
Come in,
she called out vocally. Queen Chrysalis slipped into her daughter's room with a smile etched onto her face.
Good morning, Twilight. Sleep well?
Just fine, thank you. You know how politics can tire me out.
Twilight responded with a chuckle. She got up from her desk and embraced her mother. It had been 2 years since that fateful wedding of her adoptive brother, and Twilight had developed a lot since that time. She was currently around the size of Princess Luna, and with the current rate of her growth, it would not be long until she stood eye level with even Celestia. Her chitin remained the same pitch black as it always was, but she now also had a dark lavender chitinous plate across her midsection, much like her mother's green-blue one. Within those years, she had experienced things like the return of the Crystal Empire and the rampage of Lord Tirek, which she and her hive had helped put to an end after being given the power of 3 alicorns. They had even managed to redeem Discord himself. And the icing on the cake for Twilight had been the recent birth of her niece, Flurryheart.
She was certainly a hoofful,
Twilight thought to herself with a giggle.
Oh, yes, the other queens can be a bothersome lot,
Chrysalis sighed, reluctantly breaking away from the embrace.
And I haven't even met them yet,
Twilight chuckled.
Although, that may soon change,
Chrysalis pondered. Twilight tilted her head to the side and quirked an eyebrow.
Why do you say that?
Chrysalis shook her head to remove those thoughts.
Never mind that. I'm sure I can handle diplomacy for a bit while your friends visit. Well, okay, I mean, as long as you don't go invading any capitals, we should be fine.
Twilight remarked with a mischievous smirk.
You're never going to let that one go, are you?
Chrysalis rolled her eyes.
Honestly, I don't know what you did without me for 18 years, or the centuries preceding. Oh, they were just terrible. I don't know how I ever survived.
Chrysalis said sarcastically with a swoon fit for rarity. Both royals sat giggling for a few moments before Spike entered the room and made his presence known. Spike was still young, but had developed quite a bit in the months following Flurryheart's birth, having undergone a growth spurt. His body and tail had elongated to the point where he now tended to walk on all fours, with him now standing as tall as an average adult pony. Also, 2 small wings were starting to grow from his back. His muzzle was now also filled with several razor-sharp teeth that would give many pause. He was turning into a proper little dragon, just, you know, without the rampant need for shiny things. Hey, Twilight, they're here. You really should thank the princesses for sending a chopper to pick him up. Those things really do chop the journey time. Twilight could only roll her eyes at the horrible pun, but Spike grinned regardless.
I really don't trust the reliability of those mechanical creations,
Chrysalis huffed.
They're a lot safer than you give them credit for, don't worry,
Twilight assured her mother.
Are you sure me taking time off isn't too much trouble? I'm sure.
Chrysalis gave her daughter one final hug before Twilight put away her book, and Chrysalis walked with her daughter to where her friends waited, but not before giving a glance to the diary that had once belonged to her mother.